Welcome, everybody. We have Canon from Aplexi Chow, a gaming studio that just developed 60 Second Strike. Welcome, Canon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.
I hear you're a solo developer for 60 Second Strike. Is this true?
Yes.
Tell us about how that experience has been, being a solo developer.
It's been very interesting. I've worked in AAA studios for a number of years. And I've always dreamed of kind of setting out on my own and trying to do everything at once. And it's a little overwhelming, but it's also an incredibly liberating feeling, kind of like exploring the wilderness all by yourself. You get to do a lot of things that you never thought you'd get to do before. And at first it's a little scary, but I settled into it, and overall I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. So, tell me about your background in the gaming industry and what made you decide to head into indie gaming.
Indie gaming is something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to design the game and the code at the same time. I started off actually in the corporate world. I wore a tie to work for about 5 years, and anybody who knows me knows that that's not really my style. I really wanted to get into video games, and I set out to do that. I practiced a lot of the gaming algorithms, and I was finally accepted into THQ around 2004, and I started working there on Evil Dead. I moved a couple of different studios over the years, and in 2015, I left Gearbox Software, which is a great company, but I really wanted to go into indie gaming.
Very familiar with them. Indie gaming is growing exponentially, so you did get in at a great time. Tell me more about your experience developing the game. What were some of your inspirations and your most memorable moments during your development so far?
I really wanted to create a game from scratch, from the ground up. And if you're out to make money, that's not the best decision, but money wasn't the primary motivating factor for me. I really wanted the experience of writing a lot of code that I'd thought about and never actually had the chance to interact with. I'm not a graphics programmer, but I wanted to write a rendering engine. I'm not a physics programmer, but I wanted to write a physics engine. And by starting from scratch, I was able to do all of those things. And seeing those ideas come into life was a really liberating thing for me.
Okay. Do you plan to create more games in the future like 60 Second Strike? Or will there be a sequel to 60 Second Strike?
60 Second Strike is built on what I call the Pantheon engine. I would really like to build out that engine so that more games similar to that can be made, not just by me, but by modding fans. I don't know that we would go into the same world. There are some dreams of doing that, but until we see how 60 Second Strike itself plays out, it's still a gamble.
Gotcha. Understandable. What stage is the game in now, and when do you plan on releasing the game?
The game is currently in beta. We're actually soliciting beta testers, and we'll be looking for streamers and press coverage very, very soon. We plan on releasing in early October.
Okay. So where can fans sign up for early access or notifications now in order to be able to purchase the game?
If you'd like to playtest the game, you can watch my Twitter account, which is WereCoder, WereCoder, and I'll be making an announcement very soon soliciting for beta testers. If you'd like to purchase the game, you can wishlist it on Steam right now. Just search for 60 Second Strike, and it'll be available for sale very, very soon.
Do you have any other exciting news or updates?
At this time, we're working full on 60 Second Strike. I've got some friends working with me, and everything is focused on making that game the best that we can make it. After that comes out, we'll make other decisions about what comes next.
Okay. Any other additional places where fans can follow or reach out and contact you besides your Twitter?
I'm also on the CFN Discord channel. I believe you can go to Discord. I forget the extension. I think it's discord.gg/CFN. But you can search for Computer Figures Twitter, and I know that he'll have the link for his Discord server, and you can find me there and hang out and chat there too.
Okay. I'll be sure to actually include that into the post for our listeners. Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the studio and interviewing with me about the game. And good luck on the release, and let us know on further updates. We'll get you back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kenan.